Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 24, 2013, and today we return to Boston, not so much to look at the marathon bombings as to look at what happened afterwards. Boston, the birthplace of freedom, and we take a look at the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the fourth of the Bill of Rights, the ten amendments that make up the Bill of Rights. I'm going to read it to you, and I quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Well, that seems like such a quaint, antiquated idea in this day and age, in light of what happened in Boston. These men that brought freedom to a country, men like John Adams, John Hancock, Sam Adams, Paul Revere, many, many others in Boston, what would they think of what is going on in their city right now? Well, they were used to it with the British, but they fought a revolution and they provoked a revolution to end that type of behavior. Today, as I said, the Fourth Amendment sounds like such an antiquated technicality, such things as due process of law, trial by jury, probable cause, and so forth, seem so far away from us today. Those things would all be couched today with the first sentence would be, unless the government deems it necessary. If the government deems it necessary, then it is necessary, and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, are no more. This is what I'm afraid of. This idea of declaring martial law in America, thousands of armed police, armed military vehicles, assault vehicles in the streets, people sequestered in their homes. This is what happened in Boston recently. I saw videos. Today it's impossible to hide this stuff with all the cell phones and small cameras and so forth that people have, but videos that reminded me, I hate to use the expression Nazi Germany, but it reminded me of the films you see of the German stormtroopers going door to door. These people went door to door, 10 or 12 fully militarized SWAT team or military, it's hard to tell who they were, show up at some innocent person's door, pound on the door, scream at them, order them out, and the young mother with her baby in her arms walks out the door, father behind with his arms in the air, and they're held at gunpoint with automatic weapons while these people ransack their homes. This is what was happening in Boston. This is what is going to happen across the country unless something isn't done to stop it. What has to be done to stop it? Well, people have to speak out, and the person who ordered it needs to at least be reprimanded. That might be Governor Deval Patrick, governor of Massachusetts. At the very least, he should be reprimanded, I would think. The police create a recipe for disaster. They demand obedience. They scream in people's faces. So many things can happen when you go into people's homes. You find all kinds of stuff. Maybe someone is sick. Maybe they can't come out. Maybe they cannot follow the orders of the police. Perhaps they're deaf. So many different things can happen. Perhaps a person might want to defend his home with armed force. Who knows what could happen in situations like this? And the fear is that it will happen in other places in the country. It will spread. See, this is a precedent, and unless something is done to call this illegal, and if we accept what happened as legal, then we have set a precedent that the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply anymore. That will be the new precedent. I give you an example. This could happen across the country. Let's look at New York. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, he says in response to the bombings, he says, "The country's interpretation of the Constitution will have to change," Mayor Bloomberg said, "to allow for greater security to stave off future attacks." He says, "We live in a complex world where you're going to have a level of security greater than you did back in the olden days. Our views of the Constitution, I think, have to change." Well, here's, he said, "The rest of the country need to learn from these attacks." He said, now here's the best quote. I'm going to quote this for you. He said, quote, look, we live in a very dangerous world. We know there are people who want to take away our freedoms. New Yorkers probably know that as much, if not more, than anybody else after the terrible tragedy of 9/11. We're going to have more stuff, more security in parks, more security at sporting events. He says, well, there are people who want to take away our freedoms. So his logic is, since there are people who want to take away our freedoms, let's take away our freedoms in advance. This is kind of like the logic that says, let's burn down our forests so that we don't have any forest fires. They want to take away our freedoms, so we're going to do it for them. Well, he's right. There are people who want to take away our freedoms, and I would suggest that he is one of those people. He is a man to be watched, and that is for sure. Somebody should put some surveillance on him, I would think. He is mistaken, and the governor of Massachusetts is mistaken. This is not the way free people react when they are challenged. They do not surrender their freedoms voluntarily because there are people out there who challenge their freedoms. That is the way I see it, folks. Wednesday, April 24th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.